With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, I know we all love to clink clink, but maybe you're looking to clink clink and cut back. You know what I mean? Are you looking to cut back on alcohol this year? Well, Recess is a great tool to assist you because Recess mocktails are 0% alcohol, made with real fruit, only 25 calories or less, sweetened with agave, infused with functional ingredients, and they taste just like your favorite cocktails, just without the alcohol. I love the Recess Paloma because I love the ritual of pouring myself a lovely drink to unwind. I love doing that every night. I think it's essential. Recess Zero Proof Craft Mocktails is my go-to to go chill. So get 15% off Recess Mocktails now at takearecess.com/clink, and you too can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Clink, clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives clinky, of True clinky. Crime. Clink, clink already, Gretch. Woo.
Oh, my God. I am just doing my part to stay hydrated. It is the apocalypse hot.
I know.
It is so effing hot.
It's so hot that there are little fires everywhere in California. That's how hot it is.
Listen, and I am so worried about, you know, my friend Tess lives in Carmel Valley in the fires.
Yeah, it's real bad. And actually, you know, Elise, she had posted something the other day and she said that she was stuck because somebody jumped, or she said someone jumped the bridge. I thought she was talking about a fire jumped, you know, like how the fires jump over the freeways.
Yeah.
I had no idea she was talking about actual person. And so I feel
I was a little confused about that because I thought she said the Bay Bridge. Like, don't people jump off that all the time?
Yes, it
or
was the Bay
Golden
Bridge.
Gate.
Yes, the Golden Gate. But the Bay Bridge she's talking about is in Maryland, all the way on the other side. But I thought the same thing.
Because listen, we're a little bit slow. We're blaming the heat.
Really.
Sorry that neither one of us got that. At all.
Oh my God. I was like, oh my gosh. I think I had too many cocktails.
That's right.
And
they go right through you when it's this hot, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was in Havasu for the day. It was hot as F.
That's right.
And
but you expected there. At least you have a body of water.
100%. But those crystal lights, mm-hmm. You can have 4 in 10 minutes. I'm not even kidding you. Like,
listen, you know what I got going on right now? I got Crystal Light in a White Claw with a splash of vodka and strawberry Perrier.
Wow.
I filled up a big, tall Yeti cup.
You know what I did? Because I didn't have vodka. I just had champagne. And so I did Perrier strawberry, champagne, and a little bit of Crystal Light. Bam.
So good.
So good.
So good.
And it's not that strong, you know, so you feel like you can knock them back pretty quick.
Yeah. I like to drink the sparkling water, white wine, little Crystal Light. You know, I filled Ailish's birthday pinata with white wine and Crystal Light.
Yes, that's perfect.
For me, she left it all behind because she doesn't drink white wine.
No way, she doesn't?
No, I don't think she drinks Crystal Light either.
She hasn't gotten the memo. I think we've talked about it enough, you guys. I'm sure all of you are drinking Crystal Light by now.
Like, boring. Are those bitches going to talk about crime? We back to Crystal Light again.
Let me tell you something else. I went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Viva Las Vegas. How was it?
Oh, it was scary as shit. By the way, it's coronavirus. I'm not even kidding you. You guys remember, like, I went right when they first opened and I went to the Wynn and it was real safe.
Yeah.
This time I went to the Mandalay Bay and I was so scared. It's so busy. It's busy, 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 busy.
People are playing the slot machines and they're gathered around the bar.
Oh, let me just tell you something. You can play the slot machine and smoke a fucking cigarette, okay? How safe is that?
Oh, because of the exhaling.
And you're not wearing your mask. If you're smoking a cigarette, you're not wearing
your
mask.
That's right. You're not wearing your mask. There's a smoke exemption. Yeah, that's tricky, Vegas.
Yeah, no.
Listen, I believe it. I just saw a video of OJ.
In Vegas, smoking a cigarette?
No, but he was, I mean, he's out and about, crowd gathered around him, talking to the ladies. I mean, ladies. Are these ladies that are still giving OJ the time of effing day? So for one, that irritated me.
Yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, I'm still cool. I'm OJ. Look at all these ladies like hitting on me. Two, I'm like, where is this that there everyone was sitting next? It was like a packed bar. It looked like a normal packed bar. Las Vegas.
I knew it. You guys, I was
Vegas
thinking,
forgot. Vegas forgot we have a pandemic.
And I'm not into it. We stayed there for 5 hours to go to sleep and wake up and drive.
It's not enough. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's whatever happens in Vegas spreads Rona.
Yes, yes, yes. So I don't think it's a good place to be.
You don't recommend.
No, I just don't. You know, my whole other trip was all outdoors. That was just a stopover because I didn't want to drive 14 hours straight.
I found something to make me happy.
What?
You know what it is. It's made me so happy.
Oh my God. Gretchen is obsessed.
I have had a rough week, man. And this app has made me so happy.
Let me tell you, last night I got home at 11:30 at night and I texted Gretchen and she texted back, which is seriously.
I was up all night.
Not like her. She found a new app. You guys probably have seen it if you're on our Housewives of True Crime group because she posted.
It's called Reface.
It's really good.
It's really good. Listen, it costs a lot of money. It's like $24 a year or $250 a week, but you get a 3-day trial. So I am just going crazy, refacing as much as I can for 3 days because then I'm going to cancel.
I'm confused. It's $24 a year?
Yeah.
Or a month.
I think a year or $2.50 a week.
$2.50 a week would be...
Listen, so you got to buy the year. So that's a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it.
$24 is not that bad.
I'm cheap.
You are cheap, but it's not that bad for how much fun you're having.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I saw people started to post that WAP video.
What's a WAP?
Don't make me say a tab.
Dude.
Cardi B. WAP. Okay.
Did you post the video of yourself?
We gave that some play on our bonus. I thought it would be funny because we cannot get enough of that song. Now I got it locked in my head because I've watched the video of myself doing the WAP so many times.
Oh my God. You didn't post it. You didn't post it.
Yeah, because it's gross. I think the song is so gross.
It's really gross, but Gretchen put her face in. And now you are
and
the
yours.
WAP. It is.
And everyone else.
So disturbing.
Yeah.
But you could post it in the
everybody.
Group.
I texted the Okies. Hey, I just made you into J-Lo.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm. So I recommend. At least for 3 days, it's a good time.
Yeah, but
I'm
make
Dolly
sure
Parton.
You cancel.
I'm Britney Spears. I feel like I never need to go on a diet again. Why bother? I want to see myself all glammed up, like what I see in the mirror. I just look at my phone. I'm a fucking rock star.
You are a rock star.
That's
I mean,
right.
Gretchen, the first one that she sent me, I was Snoop Dogg. Which I totally appreciate because I love Snoop.
Listen, you guys have similar features. It's
we
really
do.
Good. You do.
That's mm-hmm. so funny. We really
it
do,
It doesn't
actually.
Work unless you have similar features as the person.
Okay. I could see that.
I'm sorry. You look like Snoop. Listen, I look like Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. And nobody likes Ellen right now. I mean, literally, like, you cannot tell the difference between me and Ellen DeGeneres when I put my face in.
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't tell at first with Snoop, but then I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely. It's because we have like thin faces with thin noses.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You got crime?
I do have a crime for you.
Okay.
And it happens to deal with somebody changing their face also.
Oh, my God. You guys, we are just.
We're so on top of it.
We are so on top of it. We totally planned that.
Or not.
Or not. But it works out.
We're so in sync.
That's what it is.
Oh, baby, baby. No, that was Britney Spears.
Hello.
Just kidding. Okay, let me go. I'm going to get to my crime now, okay?
Okay. Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
All right, Gretchy Poo.
Hey.
Today, I'm talking
Gretchy
to...
Bitch.
Gretchy
go ahead.
Work, bitch.
So good.
Oh, my God. Gretchen just actually yelled at her kid 5 seconds ago and was like, I'm working. Yeah. I'm like, oh, is that what we're calling this these days?
Uh-huh.
Work. Okay. So today I am talking about a murder.
No.
I am.
Okay. Back to murder. Somebody's going to die. Brace yourselves.
Yes. And it's a woman from Wellington, Florida. Do you know where that is?
No, I don't.
It's in Palm Beach County. You know
where that is? Oh, fancy. That's where you go to get arrested if you're a housewife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think 3 of them have been arrested there.
Oh, it's a fancy place, by the way.
Oh, Palm Beach is snooty patootie.
Yeah. So.
And sounds real fun.
It does sound real fun.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to be there right now. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I might be there tomorrow. Or close.
That's right. Fucking bitch. Go ahead.
Wellington has a population of 95,000 people Ooh. Today, but I'm sure it was a little bit less back in 1990 when this crime took place.
Oh, but going way back.
I'm going way back, but it still was real fancy in 1990, okay?
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's like when Madonna was living there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love the 90s, so I'm bringing it back to the 90s.
Okay.
You know, Snoop's from the 90s.
He stretches all the generations.
He does.
He's continued. Okay.
That's why we love him.
He's still dropping it like it's hot tap.
It's true.
I'm just really surprised that you're bringing up the 90s and not saying you were like in diapers or something and like talking shit to me like you normally do.
I wasn't in diapers. I was in training pants.
Okay. Okay.
Just kidding. In 1990, I was 10 years old.
I think you're still in training pants, actually.
I went back. I regressed.
You regressed. Okay.
So now you can get a house for about $400,000. $2 million buys you a pretty nice piece of property.
Okay.
In the 90s, in the 1990, actually, so maybe in the 80s, really. But in 1990, there was a 40-year-old mother named Marlene Warren. She lived in Wellington with her husband, Michael Warren. And Marlene and Michael were a real working couple. They owned rental properties, a used car lot, and a rental car business. They were like hardworking hustlers. That's what I would say, right?
Okay.
But they made a good living.
You gotta work, bitch.
You gotta work, bitch. Marlene ran the rental properties and Michael dealt mostly with the car lot. They were busy doing really well for themselves and even building a big old house together.
Mm, that's stressful.
It is stressful.
Oh, it's so stressful. Remodels? Mm. Oh. Fucking A.
You know, I'd rather build a house than have a remodel in your own, like, living through a remodel? Hell no.
Oh, fuck it.
We even had to fire some, like, one of our contractors once. It was such a...
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. No.
Do you remember?
I do, remember, actually.
Do you remember Gretchy and Fred showed up at your house every weekend to help you get ready after you fired that contractor?
I do.
That's right. I got my paint roller on. That's right, people.
I know.
Yep.
Gretchen's husband laid the tile for us. It was really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So on May 26, 1990, when Marlene was home with her son from a previous marriage, not a son, from Michael. In the morning around 10:30, she got a knock on the door. Marlene opens the door and was surprised to see a clown standing at her door in full clown makeup.
No. Don't tell me this is about clowns. Well, I don't like clowns. Clowns are scary as fuck. I don't like clowns.
Okay. Well, this clown had flowers and balloons and handed them to Marlene. Marlene was shocked. And
don't open the door, Marlene.
Excited to see this random gift from this clown. And then the clown lifts the other hand and with a loaded gun shoots Marlene in her face.
Damn it, I knew what I tried to tell you.
The clown then turns around calmly, walks to its white Chrysler LeBaron, gets in and drives away. Dude, this is not a scene from a horror film. I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't even believe.
That's why I don't fuck with clowns.
Don't ever answer your door for a clown, even if it's at 10:30 in the morning.
Ever.
Ever.
Never answer to a clown. Also, Chrysler LeBaron, very 1990.
Remember
totally. That was a cool car?
Yeah. So poor Marlene is dying on the floor, and her son, who was in his early 20s, saw the whole thing go down. He saw the clown. He saw the clown get into the LeBaron. And he saw behind the clown's makeup, the clown's big brown eyes. So his friends and him start screaming frantically to the neighbors to call 911. I mean, there was no cell phones at the time. Marlene was rushed to the hospital where she would lay in a coma for 2 days until she succumbed to her injuries and died.
Oh my gosh.
So super sad. And what now? Like, who on earth could have wanted Marlene dead? She was a really nice woman. She was super cute. I would say she was a real disco biscuit, but she did have to evict people from time to time in the rental properties. And her husband had to repossess cars from his car lot. So it's quite possible that someone kind of went
postal. Yeah, but killing her is not going to get you back in your place or get your car back.
True.
That seems like way extra.
Right.
I mean, you got to be like extra bitter to go kill somebody over that.
True. And that's what the cops thought. So who do you go to next?
Ex-husband.
She doesn't have, yeah, she must have some ex, but no.
Ex-husband, husband, life insurance, something like that.
Yeah. So Michael Warren, the husband, what was he up to? The morning of the murder, Michael was far away from the house. And one distinct fact that Marlene's son said was the clown had brown eyes and Michael had blue eyes. So Michael was out.
Okay.
I think also if it was your stepdad, even dressed as a clown, you probably would know.
Oh, we have experience with this.
We do?
By proxy.
Who was dressed as a clown?
I don't want to say he wasn't dressed as a clown, but he was wearing a ski mask.
Oh, yes.
And it was a former coworker of ours came and robbed.
At gunpoint.
At gunpoint, the Outback. and he had blue eyes.
Yes. See?
And our coworkers, Tab and I weren't there, but our coworkers were, and they recognized his blue eyes, even through the ski mask. Also, side note, he said, whoopsie daisies. And they were like,
we know who that is.
We know who that is. Not that many people say that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think when everything is covered up, the eyes really do stand out. So
he had very blue eyes.
Yeah. I mean, then you really know. Like, your eyes, Gretchen, are so distinct.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are. I love them. You would for sure know you if you were
damn it
dressed up. Me, I have big brown eyes too, so I don't know. But okay, so moving on. We know it's not Michael.
Okay.
So just shortly after this happened, the police get a tip from a man named Richard Keene. Richard says, hey, maybe you need to look at Michael because my wife, who is estranged from me, is having an affair with him.
Oh, shit.
And her name is Sheila. Sheila Keene. Well, hot damn. I mean, if that's not somebody to look into. So.
That's right.
Sheila Keene, Richard Keene's wife, is actually working for Michael repossessing cars.
Okay.
I feel like a woman that repossesses cars is a total badass.
That's right. They are.
I mean, you got to be somebody that doesn't give a shit.
Oh, you're like a Beth Chapman.
Yeah.
God rest her soul. Rest in peace. But you are. Yeah. You're a badass bitch.
You are a badass
being
bitch.
Being a repo lady. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, going into some shady areas, neighborhoods, and just taking the cars right out of people's
noses.
Not taking
shit. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So police question Michael and Sheila, and they both deny having an intimate relationship with each other. However, we're not buying it.
No.
And police weren't buying it either. So they keep searching, and police search Sheila's home, and they get her DNA. Sheila, at the time, had moved out of her house with Richard and was living in an apartment. The neighbors around the apartment actually thought that Richard lived with her because he was there so often. And it is rumored that Richard actually paid for Sheila's apartment, but I can't confirm it. So I don't know if it's an actual fact, but it makes sense. In the apartment, they find a few orange fibers that look similar to a clown wig, but they don't find any evidence. No gun, clown suit, makeup.
Yeah. So this was 1990. So this is pre when everybody was doing DNA shit.
Yes.
It was just new, and fiber was all the rage.
Yes.
I feel like they don't even look for fibers anymore.
If you have DNA, it's concrete. At that
time,
but
fibers have nailed some people down.
Yeah, it's true. And here's the thing also. DNA at that point, I know they knew about it, but I don't think they knew enough about it to really, I mean, they knew enough to actually take her DNA, thankfully.
I don't think they wanted to depend on it.
Right.
For a case. So they
didn't.
They would go a little further.
Yes. They also, I think, even if they brought it up to a jury, the jury at the time couldn't wrap their head around it either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Over their heads. Yeah.
So 4 days after Marlene was murdered, police found the car that was used by the clown. It was abandoned in a parking lot. The white Chrysler LeBaron was actually a reportedly stolen car. It turns out it was owned by a car rental company called Payless Car Rental, which happened to be right next door to Michael's Bargain Car Rental Company. When police looked further into the situation, they found out that the people that had rented the car previously had wanted to turn in the car one night, called up what they thought was Payless Car Company, and spoke to a gentleman that told them, just park it in this parking lot with the keys in the visor. They called again the next morning to check on the car to make sure it was taken care of, and the man told them that he had no idea what they were talking about, and said that he didn't talk to them. So when they looked further into where they called, they noticed that they called bargain rental car.
Oh, snap.
Because the white pages that they looked into, you know, in the phone book.
Oh, my God, the phone book.
God, the phone book. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It had a advertisement that said, pay less on your car. So they had thought that that was pay less car rental.
Right.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Listeners, have you checked out Rakuten yet? Because Rakuten is where it's at. It's my go-to way to save on top of sales. That's why Rakuten is the smartest way to shop and the most rewarding way to save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop at online like Saks Fifth, Macy's, Best Buy. You know, we are already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Rakuten has over 17 million members saving, and Rakuten members have earned over 4.6 billion in cash back, y'all. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today, and your cash back really adds up. Clink, clink.
So they were confused. No one ever was charged with the stolen car, but it's pretty shady and some damning evidence, I would say.
Right.
The car had orange fibers from a clown wig and one strand of dark brown hair. But in 1990, the DNA evidence wasn't concrete enough to say that the hair belonged to Sheila or Michael or anybody for that matter.
Okay.
In the trunk of the car, they found a Publix store bag. Do you know what Publix is?
Yeah.
It's like a grocery store. We don't have it out here.
We don't have it out here, but since I have so many friends across the country now, I see them posting about Publix.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a thing.
It is a thing. So yeah. Police go and question the clerks from Publix, and one of them identifies Sheila as the one that bought balloons and flowers from the Publix earlier that morning.
What do you know?
The second clerk was not sure that it was Sheila. She couldn't be 100%. Police also find the costume store where the clown costume was purchased just a day or so before, and the owner said, 100%. Sheila bought the costume. She recalled that she got the makeup, the nose, the hair, the big suit. And when asked if she wanted the shoes, she said, nope, she didn't need the clown shoes. And you know what? The clown that came to her door didn't have clown shoes on either. They had like combat boots, I think like Doc Martens on or something. Mm-hmm. So we have the car with the evidence, but nothing making it absolutely certain it's Sheila. We have the brown eyes that Sheila has. We have one clerk saying that it's her, one clerk saying that it might not be her. We have the costume shop owner saying it's her. But I don't know if we have enough, right, to convict this woman. There was another rumor going around at the same time that Michael had actually backed off seeing Sheila so much right before Marlene was murdered, giving the police the idea that Sheila maybe was the jealous type and kind of went off the rails, killing Sheila so she could get the man she wanted. Sheila is the prime suspect, and Michael, being the lover of Sheila, is also a suspect, but there is absolutely no evidence besides the car possibly being connected to his shop. But I mean, at that time, nowadays, we would be able to like look at phone records. We'd be able to do like so much more.
Listen, research. That's pretty good evidence.
I think it's good evidence too, but you know what?
There's no such thing as a coinky dink unless it's Scott Peterson.
Well, yeah, I don't know. And why would Michael want his wife dead and not divorce? It does not appear that he had any life insurance policy out on Marlene.
They still want him dead sometimes, right? I mean, you look like the good guy. Some people care about that.
I think maybe he wanted half of, or he didn't want to give half to Sheila of whatever they built, right?
Totally.
So he wanted it all, and he probably felt like he built it and he doesn't want to give half it away. So police are convinced that Sheila has something to do with the murder, but the evidence just is not overwhelming enough, and the case goes cold. Michael was still on the cops' radar because they knew most likely he had something to do with his wife's death, so they kept a real close watch on the guy.
Okay, and good.
In 1994, he was convicted of grand theft, racketeering, and odometer tampering, and was sentenced to 4 years in jail.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty shady, right? You're rolling back the odometers on the cars so you could sell them for more. Kind of a shady guy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sheila, I think, stuck through it with Michael being in jail for a few years.
Really?
And you know, that wasn't her first rodeo, because Richard Keene, her ex-husband, actually spent 10 years in prison.
Listen, I sort of get it. Because you know I'm an authority on this, because I watched Love After Lockup.
I know. You really like this.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I get the mentality of these chicks. They feel like they are in control of the relationship, and her being like a repo woman, she's got to be like kind of controlling. That's got to be part of her personality, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, I know where you're at.
Listen, and she likes the
You're control. Not going to get the chocolate chip granola bars unless I put money on your commissary, boo.
Oh, true.
So let me tell you what time it is right now. Okay.
She seems like
maybe it was like got a little rough for her out on the streets. And then she's like, okay, that's right. You go in the corner, you get locked up for a while, and I'm going to show you who the head bitch in charge is.
Okay.
For a while. And then you could come back and you'll be like a trained dog.
Well, it's possible.
And listen, it never works out that way. That's not how it works out. They get out and they're like, who wants to go to the strip club? I'm going to spend a bunch of money. Who's got the blow? But they think.
Gretchen watches too much Love After Lockup.
All these chicks think that it is going to, because these guys say everything like, you are it. You are the one for me. I'm going to be straight. I'm going to listen to everything you say. That's what they say the whole time. So they think it's going to work.
Okay. Well, Richard Keene, her ex-husband, spent 10 years in prison. That's a long time to wait for somebody. I mean, a real fucking long time.
Yeah.
He was in prison for smuggling marijuana, which I feel like is not a big deal anymore.
It's not even illegal anymore. Whatever. But, yeah.
Richard was also real big up in the KKK.
Gross.
So, yeah. So I think that Sheila doesn't really put herself in with the good guys. Let's just say that.
Gross. Super gross.
Yeah. So She was used to the jailhouse romance, didn't choose wisely, clearly. I mean, maybe she chose wiser with Michael.
Well, anything is wiser than a dude in the KKK.
Yeah, really. I tried to look up him now and I can't find anything about him. So that's just what I read. But I did try to find him. I can't. I found somebody that was dead. So maybe he died already. I don't know. Back in 1990, he also was much older than her. So okay. I think he was like 20 years her senior or something. So it seemed, you know, she didn't make good choices in her life. Once out of jail, Michael and Sheila moved to Tennessee.
Oh.
Hey, Gretchen, are you from Tennessee?
I'm not from Tennessee.
Oh, because you're the only 10 I see.
Ah, snap. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a pickup line.
By the way, we're going. We made plans. You weren't there.
Oh. We're going to Tennessee?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
For Andrew's 40th birthday, 3 years from now. No more COVID.
Wait, excuse me. Andrew's that much younger than Ailish?
I know. I know. Oh, my God. Right? Ailish, how does it feel? She's a bitch.
Whoa.
Listen. Yeah, she is. Cradle robber.
Cradle robber. Okay.
Yeah.
So once in Tennessee, Sheila and Michael ended up getting married. Now it's 2002, Gretchen. Long time.
Oh, long time.
Mm-hmm. And Sheila changes her name to Debbie Keene Warren, which
Sheila,
I'm surprised she kept the Keene. Like, why would you keep your ex-husband's last name?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, Debbie Keene Warren.
Well, I just feel like if you change your name, no offense to the name Debbie, it is your mama's name.
It is my mama's name.
Okay. But Debbie is kind of a generational name. Like, it's kind of like when everybody's name was like Jennifer. Like,
yes,
there was
it is.
A generation
yeah.
when everybody's name was like Debbie and like Tammy and Sheila.
Right.
So I feel like when you change your name, you would change your name to something a little more current happening. Name like
well in 2002 like Brittany
mm-hmm. something like that or yeah. Courtney
yeah okay not Gretchen or Tabitha because those names are
they're too weird that nobody used them
I know so these two opened a restaurant called Purple Cow in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Okay.
It seems like Marlene's death was long behind them. The two lived their lives like normal folks, Debbie and Michael. And you know what Debbie did, who was actually Sheila? For one mm-hmm. Halloween at her restaurant, they would always dress up, you know, on Halloween.
She dressed up as a clown.
She no, dressed up as a fucking clown. Can you believe this?
Psycho.
I mean, if there was one thing that I would never do in my life, if I didn't do it, if I did not kill somebody and I was being blamed for killing somebody for looking like a damn clown, the last thing I would ever put on is a clown costume.
Oh, my God.
But no. This bitch puts on a clown costume and even I have a picture of it. I'm going to post
Show
it
me.
For you. You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
There she is.
She didn't go through a lot of extra effort to be that clown.
No, she didn't, but she still has the nose and, you know, I'm not so into it.
Yeah, I'm not so into it either, especially since she didn't go through that much effort. Like, you could have just thrown a little makeup on your face and been like any old thing.
You could have just been like a cat or whatever.
Could have been like Raggedy Ann and Andy. I mean, she's oh, just sure. basically got the red. I mean, I could have done a whole myriad of things. I'm very good at face painting.
Yeah,
it's
you
one
are.
Of my underrated talents.
So... after the restaurant life got exhausting, as you know it does, the two of them headed to Virginia until 2016 when the cold case unit in Palm Beach decided to look into the case again. Actually, I think it was like 2014 they decided to dig in. And guess what they found?
What they found?
the DNA evidence is so much better these days.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it is.
And the hair in the car and other DNA evidence that has not been released yet connected no other than Sheila Keen Warren to the murder of Marlene Warren.
Oh my God. Can we just, for a sec, I just imagine like Kelly Sigler.
Oh, I know, right?
Fucking getting in on that.
Getting in on it. Maybe she did. I don't know.
If I was ever going to dip into the lady pond, Kelly Sigler, that's my girl. She's that's one hot, cold case bitch.
She would be your type.
Yeah, she would.
I would go more with like the lipstick lesbians, but
yeah,
just saying.
Whatever. To each their own.
Right.
Yeah.
So police arrest Sheila, a.k.a. Debbie. And guess what?
What?
She is still awaiting trial.
Still?
Yeah, it was supposed to happen this year, but it was pushed to April 2021. And at first they had the death penalty. It was a death penalty case, but they have since dropped the death penalty. She also is smiling in her mugshot, which, you know, really pisses you off.
It does.
And while in jail, Sheila has been writing a lot of letters to her mom, her husband, Michael, and to her friends.
Okay, so no one bonded her out. So that means they know she's guilty AF and she will run.
Or maybe she wasn't able to be. She's still in jail. Well,
you did the case. You tell me.
I didn't read that, but no.
If they didn't post it, then they probably didn't.
Yeah. One letter she wrote to a priest with a donation of $50 for other prisoners. Like she's like donating, telling him she couldn't wait to give her first confessional. And she proceeds to say that she's innocent in all of her letters and how she is so faithful to Jesus. And what I think is it's a real manipulation because she knows all the letters are being read by the courts.
You know what I would like to do?
What?
I would like to dress up as a priest and take that confessional and record it. And then pull off that white collar and say, snap, Sheila, how's it feel to disguise some you're not? Okay.
Right. So while Sheila is sitting in jail, Michael still lives in Virginia. And I don't think they'll ever charge him unless Sheila starts talking or giving some sort of plea deal to give him up. Or maybe Michael didn't do anything and she's just some psycho fucking bitch. But either way, I think Michael knows what happened.
Oh, he knows.
He knows, right?
He might be innocent, but like he knows.
Yeah. So the trial is next year. We'll have to keep everybody posted.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll also get a lot more information once the trial, you know, comes, because that's when all the details come out.
It all comes out. But, you know, she might just take a plea.
I don't think she will, because she, in all these letters, I read a lot of them. She says that she's innocent. I don't think she's innocent. I mean, for whatever they're saying is there's enough DNA evidence to convict her. They waited this long. I'm pretty sure that they have enough to convict her.
Right.
I just can't wait to see what it is.
Yeah.
They're just being tight-lipped on it. So they have not released what they found.
And maybe there's somebody else, too. Maybe somebody else. Maybe she opened her trap. Loose lips. Told somebody. They said something.
Maybe. Maybe. So that is the case of Sheila Keen Warren. And unfortunately, Marlene Warren was just 40 years old. And I think she had a couple kids. And it's unfortunate. Really unfortunate.
Yeah.
And a really cute lady. And there is nothing on Marlene. It is like so hard to find anything about her.
Yeah.
Her son did some interviews for, I think, like 48 hours, but nothing more than just his kind of recount of what happened. And I did find Michael. He's, you know, just, he doesn't have any pictures on his Facebook of Sheila, but maybe I wouldn't either. Probably wants to be like incognito.
I don't know.
I don't know. He has a picture of a fancy car.
Yeah, douchebag. Listen, when I worked at this bar in Santa Barbara called Rocks. It's out of business now.
Yeah.
When Halloween, they decorated. The theme was scary clowns. I just about called in sick when I showed up at work or got sick. Because I came in and they had clowns hanging from the ceiling everywhere.
Oh, and gosh.
It was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Clowns do scare people for sure. And now after that story.
You know.
I don't want to see a clown either.
You know, that was a period of time where people did those like.
Door things where people showed up.
Yeah, those door things like the little telegrams and shit.
Yeah, I know, which is so sad because she thought like she was getting something nice, like balloons and flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to dress up. Maybe this is a part of why I hate clowns so much, but my parents' restaurant was like a couple doors down from this kids' furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
And I dressed up as a clown and they would pay me to like hold a sign.
Oh, my God.
Front of there. Yeah. I did it a couple weekends. But I didn't do, I wasn't like one of those like super scary clowns. I was one of those clowns that's like the black and white half clown.
Oh, yeah.
Just mime on the face. Cause I was like, no. I don't do like the big nose and shit. Yeah. The people that owned the store were like super weird and the dude committed suicide.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, yikesies. You know what I dressed up as?
What?
For Ventura High School Wrestling, they used to do this fundraiser for, I can't remember where it was, but. I dressed up as a chicken in a chicken costume at the fair.
Mm.
Actually, it was at the fair. And my friend's brother was on the wrestling team at Ventura High School. And somehow I got conned into being a chicken. I dressed up in the chicken costume and ran around the fair in a chicken costume.
See, we're all, I dressed up as the boy and a bulldog.
I dressed up as a boy and a bulldog too.
Yeah, but that was your high school, so it wasn't funny. It was funny when I did it because I went to the opposite high school.
But how did you get the Buena Bulldog costume?
I just painted my face
as
a dog and put my hair in pigtails like the ears.
Yeah.
And wore like a Buena outfit, like a Buena nerd.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. We used to dress up as.
See what attention whores we have always been? We are just like down to embarrass ourselves and suck up the attention.
I don't think I dressed up, but I know like people would dress up as Ventura High School cheerleaders and like have like full on dorky glasses. And,
oh.
You know.
Whatever.
Rivals. We went to rivaling high schools, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And we take it very seriously.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was all for today, folks. Let me tell you,
you got some
one
reviewers.
Thing, not this week because we're recording real early, so I'm just going to wait till next week. But I will tell you, we have a couple groups that you can find us on Facebook. We're at the Housewives of True Crime group. We are also at Housewives of True Crime. Wait, no, what is the keto one?
I'm going to change the name, but it's Housewives of True Crime on Crack. I mean keto.
Yes. So that's our one that we talk about what we eat or don't eat or, you know.
Hey, we should give a little shout out to Sarah Bench. She's doing this thing where she's like working out every day for a month.
She's doing a good job. It's real inspiring.
And she posts a picture every day. It is inspiring. I mean, I'm not doing that, but I think go girl, get some.
I think it's real inspiring. I told her. I'm inspired. Also, Sarah Bench has really cute jewelry, you guys, and it's not expensive. So if you want a really cute gift for anybody.
Somebody handmade, beautiful.
It is. It's
check
really
out
great.
Beaded Bench.
Beaded Bench. Anyways, you guys, thanks for interacting with us. We love it. And thanks for your reviews. We love those also. And if you want more of us, we are on Patreon under Housewives of True Crime. Right, that is where it's on. And if you listen to our panic party, we have that. Sorry. So just find us here or Patreon.
That's right.
Okay, clink, clink, everybody. Okay.
Clink, clink, y'all.